Today is Good Friday, the 3rd of April. Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, sing Versa Est in Luctum by Alonzo Lobo. Versa Est in Luctum. My harp is tuned for sorrow. Tuning your harp for sorrow is a conscious, deliberate preparation for sadness to come. As we begin to recall the suffering and death of Christ, how can you prepare yourself for this sorrow? If you find that difficult, let this music help you. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, "In order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a day of great solemnity. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And again, another passage of scripture says, they shall look upon the one whom they have pierced.
If we'd heard today's gospel reading in full, we would have heard how different people respond to God's willingness in Jesus to empty himself completely for our sake. Peter's fear, Pilate's prevarications, the stubborn rejection of the religious leaders. But here in this scene, we see the faithfulness of the women, his mother, and the beloved disciple, and the resolute love of Jesus himself. Where do you find your mind and heart staying in this scene? The death of Jesus is almost too much for us to stay with for long. Take time to speak to him, or to anyone else in this scene, noticing what you are drawn to ask for or to say. As we listen again to part of the reading, ask for the grace to enter as deeply as you can into this solemn moment of Jesus' passion.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, "In order to fulfill the scripture, I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
It may be difficult to find words to say to God at this point. Take time to respond in whatever way seems best, either with words or in silence or with any other gesture or act that seems right to you. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen.